We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath.
Hi, everybody. Today is November 15th, and we are back with the very exclusive Mr. Slusive, Paul Bauer. How are you doing?
Doing good, babe. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So to give you guys an update, we've been dating a little over,
about a month and a half. Well,
dating 2 months.
Yeah.
Us being exclusive about about a month and a half. We started dating October 1st, and today is November 15th. So that puts us perfectly at about a month and a half. I think we've accomplished quite a bit in the past month and a half, and then here we are in quarantine with the Rona.
Allegedly, we don't know for
Allegedly, we don't know. We have the possible Rona, the fake. We don't know.
I don't think it's going to be Rona. I think it's going to come up as Naked Tron.
But I think we've done pretty well. So I don't know many couples that could. Inside knowing each other for 2 months, spend, what is it? Today's day four. I was here Thursday and it's Sunday and I won't go home till tomorrow. And like, we've been like cohabitating together, like quarantining, like back to back to back with like, maybe I think I didn't see you all of 30 minutes in these past few days when you left me to go home and shower while I was like getting all my things to get ready to come to your place.
Yeah, that was today.
Yeah, which was today. What do you attest to that? Like, how does that make you feel? I'm kind of proud of us. I mean, like, you know, just like taking it all in stride, like, oh, we're going to marathon. We're going to drink, or, you know, and like, we're going to go do whatever, have fun, and we're just going to make the best of the situation, you know?
I think we make a good team.
I think so too. We just doctored his puppy. We do make a good team. And then earlier today, yeah, so we folded laundry. Yeah, we do make a good team. I'm like thinking about all these things that we do together, whether it's folding laundry, doctoring an animal, putting in a battery.
on a motorcycle, know? Yeah, swapping out the motorcycle battery, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we do pretty good. Yeah,
it's kind of an interesting situation. So when it comes to the Ronas, we just are doing an epic podcast night tonight. So we've just recorded
like the third one.
Yeah, we recorded two episodes of Come On Man, my podcast, and now we're doing the Corona episode of D Squared 101, bang bang, and. So yeah, so we've already sort of told this story in my podcast, but just for your audience, you may have come down with the Ronas sometime like Tuesday night. We were hanging out, you cooked me dinner, we were having date night at your place, and you're like, I got this like sinus infection, you know, but...
Mm-hmm. Like I was like slowly digressing. I was like, something's up. I was sneezing. I was like super congested. I'd started getting that sinus pressure. And by the time it was time for bed, I was like, I got to call the VA or something. Cause like this tomorrow's going to suck. And then sure enough, wake up the next morning.
You're on like your deathbed.
I got like, if Ebola, the T virus, and SARS had a baby, that's what I was experiencing. It was terrible.
Yeah. So then, I went home Wednesday and I was like, oh, and you're like, I might have to call the VA and stuff like that. I started boning up on emergency and zinc. Mm-hmm. And then you made an appointment or you called the VA and they said, go to urgent care. Mm-hmm. You went to urgent care. They give you antibiotics for your sinuses and your ears. But then they said, we are 99.999% sure you have the Ronas, but you need to go to the VA to get tested. So you made an appointment for that. And then the VA is like, nah, fam.
I know. I was like,
go to the county testing place at the fairgrounds. So we did that Friday and we're still waiting on the results.
Yeah. And it's Sunday. Like, and I get that it's a weekend, but at the same time, like,
people want to know. Inquiring minds want to know if we're going to die or not.
Exactly.
Although so I haven't had any symptoms really this whole time, but I've also been just like, you know, basically mainlining emergency. And you have had really bad symptoms, like especially Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday, but you're starting to feel a little bit better now, right?
Oh yeah. And I honestly, if in fact I do have the Rona, I don't think I would have gotten it if I didn't already have a sinus infection brewing. Like, I think my immune system was already shot and it kind of just attacked me. I don't think I would have gotten it if I didn't already have a sinus infection, because like, honestly, the biggest symptoms I feel are from my sinus infection and the Rona. If that's in fact what I have, the only symptoms that are really prominent for me are the shortness of breath and the, which I, is getting better, and the lack of taste and smell, which I now have back. So it kind of makes me think that that was all amounted up to, a sinus infection, which you also get with a sinus infection, you know,
so. But you don't get a fever, and you had a fever.
Well, with a sinus, if you have an infection in your body, you will absolutely get a fever because your body's trying to fight that off. You've never had it? Really?
I don't get fevers for sinus infections.
Oh, I do.
Wow. Okay.
They are glorious.
So, yeah. So that, like, that's kind of why I think that the results are going to come back negative, because although you were sick, like you felt really shitty. Like a friend of mine that lives over in Denver, her husband legit had the Ronas, and he was like bedridden in the hospital on fucking oxygen for like 11 days. And like, she's just sending a picture. She was sending like daily updates, like, oh, his oxygen levels are at this level and blah, blah, blah. And then she sent a picture on it when he was ready to come home, and he had like tubes in his fucking face. And I was like, look, either Dana, you are the bossest ass bitch of all time.
Yeah. I feel like that's,
or this isn't, or this isn't the Rona. Which I think there's a strong case for either.
I feel like
it might
be both. I feel like both are probably pretty prominent.
Yeah.
No matter how this goes. But so we were talking about, speaking of Rona, like, and like testing for it, we were talking, I think it was to your mom, about, you know, conspiracies where like they test for like 50 things. And if you pop for one, you know, what were they testing for? Like SARS and then the flu A and B. And then, and that was the COVID-19 test. So like, is it really Rona, or is it something else and they're hyping it up? Like, cause that, like, why, you know, like that, it just, there's so much room for error there. Like, you know, or like misunderstanding. I feel like that's just being fed into all of the hysteria. Oh shit. Like, you know, I don't.
Well, there was news articles where I think it was in Florida. They were just like saying everyone was positive. Like everyone that took a test, whether they were negative or not.
Broken leg, Rona.
Well, that's different. That's another different thing. But no, they were actually like false positive, like everybody. They're just like, yep, you have Rona, because they were artificially inflating the numbers. And then people were getting retested and like at a independent third party, and they were coming back negative. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you artificially inflating these numbers? So there's a little bit of shadiness going on. And then, yeah, like you said, people are like dying of car wrecks, and then they're putting on their birth certificate, fucking Rona.
They had a coronavirus. It wasn't the broken neck and the impaled, you know, metal through the chest. It was La La Rona.
Yeah, La La Rona.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of bitches. Anyway, but yeah, so... we talked a little bit. So when we were doing your podcast earlier today about our exclusive update, got to me, It really got me thinking about, you know, being able to spend time with somebody, you know. How do I explain this the best way that I can? So when people are in quarantine, it's like a super stressful, high, like a, situation, you're in close quarters, you're constantly with those people, you know, we weren't scared. We were kind of just annoyed. Like I personally was constantly forgetting the fact that I couldn't go to the store, and you're like, we're in quarantine. I was like, shit, that's right. You know,
but because we basically feel fine. And I think like before all this Rona nonsense, if you had a cold or the flu, like you didn't think twice about going to the supermarket to get your fucking NyQuil.
Exactly.
You just did it and no one thought anything of it. You know, people like they should be washing their hands anyway.
Mm-hmm. Like it's okay to give the people the flu, you know, which like has astronomical numbers, like as far as deaths go compared to Corona. It's okay to give people the flu, but not Corona, you know, like, I don't know. It's all pretty ridiculous if you ask me, but like being in close quarters with somebody, I feel like we handled it pretty well. Like,
we had fun. We had, we watched, all the Hobbit movies yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. What else did we do? Oh, we ate a lot of popcorn the day before. It was a Mad Max and what else were we watching? Oh, it was scary movies. Cause we watched, The Invisible Man.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
We watched, what else were we supposed to be watching?
When did we watch?
Maybe it was bedtime after that.
I was going to say, when did we finally finish watching Jeepers Creepers 3? Cause we've tried that several times.
Oh my goodness. Maybe that was a while ago. Yeah.
Maybe not this weekend, but last weekend, the bowling weekend. Was that
like
Jeepers
the
Creepers?
Fifth time to,
okay.
After trying to, I feel like, you know, that one was really hard though, because it wasn't as good as the previous two, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That next so. Kept trying to kiss you and stuff. So
yeah. Yeah.
I do that. It's my bad.
He do that.
You know, it's funny though. You talk about cohabitation and we've done it pretty good, although it's only been like 4 days.
But 4 days, like in retrospect, like a lot of people just really aren't used to that, especially like in a new relationship, like 4 days, like that's some time.
It's some time.
I feel like we did good.
Well, there, you know, I was going to say, so tomorrow on Come On Man, I have on a divorce attorney from Louisiana. His name is Matt Sandifer. And he came on the podcast and we were talking about the divorce rates in quarantine and how the divorce rates in 2020, because of all the quarantines, has like absolutely skyrocketed, because a lot of couples aren't used to spending so much time together anymore. You know, they are used to like one person leaving for the day, going to work or whatever, but you can't fucking go anywhere. You can't go out to dinner. You can't do anything but hang out all the fucking time. I mean, obviously it's loosened up quite a bit, you know, over the last few months, but at the very beginning of quarantine, like everyone was locked down together and everyone started hating each other's guts.
So, and that's the crazy part to me. So you're with this person, like, you know, you're married to this person, like you're going to spend the rest of your life with them. And the fact that they're unable to work through their differences, you know, but like a brand new couple just fucking, I mean, we meshed and like, it was fine. You know, like we found stuff to do. Like we made it fun, you know, and I feel like a lot of, you know, divorce rates, like the reason a lot of that happens is because in marriages, you forget how to have fun with your partner, because there's that comfortability, like, oh, I'm married to them. I don't have to impress them anymore.
I don't have to try anymore.
I don't have to try, you know, but maybe that is the difference between us and them, is like,
We're still
super new. And so we're always having fun. And maybe that is the difference, but still, you know, I was in sweats the entire time. Like, you know, like, I was like coughing up my lung, my nose was bleeding, you know, like, I'm just like, I sounded like I got kicked in the throat, but we still had a lot of fun, you know?
I do think that's the key to long-term relationships though, is you've got to do what you've always done from the beginning.
Yeah, like if you, I mean, there comes a point, like, you know, where, like you said, you know, you got to do, you know, at, where you're comfortable, like you're comfortable with this person, like you trust them, like, okay, this person's going to be there even if I don't do this today. You're like, okay, then today becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes the next day. Tomorrow comes the next day. And you're not doing these same things because that person is just stable and you trust them to be there. But then I think that's where relationships really, really falter is, you know, you're not being who you sold yourself as and who you should be and who they expect as their partner and vice versa, you know, from both parties.
I agree 100%. See, this is why we get along. Same page, babe.
Exactly.
The courtship never ends.
Never. I mean, nobody just like, and the fact that we can do both things, you know, we can stay home and podcast and watch movies, or we can go bowling and, or freeze our ass off out in the, on the road riding motorcycles. You know, we just have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was fun today. By the way,
I was super, super cold. I was like, I don't know if you saw me. I was like, pull over.
No, I didn't see that at all. I was just
like waving at you for like miles. And I was like, pull over.
I didn't see any of that, which just goes to show that people in cars can't see motorcycles. But I didn't see that at all. But yeah, I finally got to the stop sign. And I was like, I was going to wave to you to, hey, come up, you know, is this a good place to stop? But you just put the fucking kickstand down and just started walking up to the car. And you're like, I'm done.
I was so cold. My hands were red. My face hurt. My ears hurt. I was like, I'm too cold. Like, I couldn't do it anymore. Like, you know, like, I was like, no more for me.
And I finally got to take my new leather jacket for a spin and my new helmet. I was curious how the helmet was going to work because I wasn't going to like it when I was always riding on your motorcycle. I was riding without a helmet, you know, because I didn't have one basically. And so now I have one. And so this is the first time actually riding with a helmet. It actually wasn't bad at all. I was like,
So I finally did find one that I'm willing to wear, and it is a half helmet, but it's better than nothing. So, but I do feel like during the winter, I'm definitely going to get some type of face shield because God, it gets cold out there.
Yeah. Yeah. The face mask on my helmet. Cause I have what kind of helmet is that? Like the shell helmet type. Mm-hmm. But it has like a plastic face mask thing like that protected my face quite a bit from the air, but all the air was going under it onto my neck. And I was like, I need an ascot. Just kidding.
Ascot or a scarf or something. That's what I'm going to get. I think I'm going to get like a scarf and then figure the rest out from there. But I'm not. God, you got to bundle up for that stuff like that. I was cold. I really was. I was like, If you would have gone through that stop sign, I was going to pull out in front of you and like hit the brakes.
Oh, wow. You're
like, not like check you, but I was going to like show you that I'm like pulling over. I was going to like get in front of you and like.
We need to fucking end this. Actually, can I tell you a secret? I didn't know where that road went when I went up straight. I was expecting to find like a turnaround place and we were just going to turn around.
Okay.
But as I got on the bike and I went forward and I just kept going, then I saw that the road turned and I go, oh, well, let's just keep going and see where this goes. And then I saw that it came out at Cedar Mesa Road and I go, oh, this just makes a big fucking loop. Let me just, let's just follow it around. Like I know what I'm doing.
There were some sketchy parts like where I saw a lot of gravel, which made me nervous. Cause like, so actually since my spill, I thought I was going to be fine because I've definitely spilled my bike before, but jumping on the bike, for the first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, I was kind of nervous.
You were going really slow. Like,
yeah. I was like looking at everything, you know, and then, I just like, and then after a while I was like, I'm not going any faster because I'm way too cold. The faster you go, the colder you get. And I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, because there was times where like I looked behind me, I was like, where is she? And then I was like, and then you would pop around the corner, I go, oh my god, she's like way back there, and so I'd slow down so that you could catch up. I was like, what is she doing? Is she just taking in the sights? Or no, you were cold.
I was cold. Yeah. I was cold. Yeah.
But still, it was fun. Even though, like, so on the ride back, my legs were super cold. My torso was good. That new, my new leather jacket, very warm. My, had a hoodie on underneath it too, but it was cold on my neck because my neck was still relatively exposed and my legs were freezing. I was just wearing some Wrangler jeans and my legs were freezing, but, that all went away when I couldn't see anything because I was blinded by the sun.
That actually made me super nervous because it was so bad that I couldn't see you. So I started hitting the brakes and then I was like, I couldn't tell if I was on top of you, if I was way ahead of you, but yeah. I was like, or if I was way behind you. Yeah.
You would have heard the thump, thump, thump as you rode over me.
I know. And I was like, I am like, it freaked me out. So that was intense, but yeah.
It's good times though. Good times.
It was good times. I definitely enjoy your bike. So your bike is a lot more sensitive than mine. It sort of responds to you a lot quicker. So I think it gives you that off balance feeling, which I think you're experiencing because you do better on my bike than you do your bike for sure.
Like when it comes to turns and stuff?
Just confidence in general.
Yeah.
Because yours has a low profile and it is kind of like the, you know, it's not quite a hot rod, but it's like, you know, it's a little bit lower to the ground. It's a little bit, it's got a little bit more power. Mm-hmm. It responds quicker, but yeah.
Well, your bike too. I've ridden your bike more than I've ridden my own bike for one. Two, you have, the like running boards and then you also have the stomp shifter, which I find, maybe it's just because that was the first bike I ever learned on, but that stomp shifting is way easier than trying to lift your toe up.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So that's another difference too. Like I'm still getting used to shifting like that. And then just like the turns and everything like that. I'm still not super confident there yet, but.
Oh, you'll get there.
I'm getting there.
It's definitely fun. Yeah. And you see, what else have we done? You taught me how to pirate things. Oh, wait.
Whoa, babe. Whoa, this is going out in the public interwebs.
I'm okay with that.
I don't ask people where they get their movies and TV shows. So you don't ask me where I get mine.
But that was fun.
Yes. Yeah. I've showed you how to use BitTorrent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've showed you how basically any kind of digital media, whether it's audiobooks, movies, TV shows, music, although the easiest way to get music is ripping it from YouTube, just saying. It's much easier to do that. But yeah, like I've showed you like, oh yeah, this is a website where you can get free audiobooks. This is a website where you can get free movies. This is.
But we pay for it all.
Do we?
We do.
I feel like I kind of look at it like a library. You go to the libraries. Libraries have shows. They have movies you can get. They have audiobooks. You can get all that for free. All you need to do is have your library card, and then they share it with you. You see, so people are sharing this stuff, and we're just borrowing it and never getting it back. But you've gone like completely rogue with it. Like I showed you it and you were just like, you've lost your mind. I think you own every movie now that's ever been made.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
And then this past week, we didn't see each other like every day. So there were days where we didn't see each other and you were just like, you and Junior were just having these movie marathons. Cause every it felt like every like 10 minutes, you're like, I'm watching this movie now, but it was every 2 hours cause you're, that's how long movies are, but.
So I'm super into paranormal stuff. And yeah, I definitely did like two solid days of like nothing but paranormal activity. I watched Paranormally Marked, like just everything. I love like paranormal stuff. It's fun. Actually, I will say this though. One of the movies that I did watch, actually got a couple pretty good scares, like full like jumping out of my skin, like oh shit, like I got scared, like little child scared, like I was like, whoa, like full movement.
Yeah, because you were telling me that, and I was like, babe, do you not have your blanket? Because your blanket protects you.
No, I did have my blanket, but it doesn't stop from jumps. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, guys, I don't know if you've ever seen Jeepers Creepers. No, I can't tell them that. I can't. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
That's our secret.
Yeah. Almost gave away my secret.
Sorry, Ben.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, since I only have like 10 listeners, blankets save lives. If you are ever scared, grab a blanket. It'll save you from everything. But you got to protect your internal organs. Like, wrap yourself in that shit.
And your head. Yeah, like at night.
And cover your ears. Cover your ears.
Yeah,
because they can get in through your brain.
When you go to sleep at night, you protect your vital organs with your plush blanket.
Silver one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you wrap your head so that you're protecting your ears as well, which I think is funny because in the first Jeepers Creepers, like he eats the kid's eyes out. And I'm like, what about your eyes? You're like, well, I close my eyelids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your eyelids protect you from Jeepers Creepers, but.
It makes sense, babe. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Well, so I keep thinking that you're going to get used to it, but every time you see me do it, you're always laughing at me. I'm like, is he used to it yet? No.
I think you're cute.
Kind of
chuckle to myself.
Like you think I kid about this blanket thing. I'm very serious about my blanket.
No, I know you are. And that's what I think is so cute. I'm like, I just like, I sort
this
of just,
30-year-old woman is wrapping herself up in a blanket.
30-year-old Marine.
Who hunts things and like owns all the guns in the world, but the blanket is what's going to save her.
Oh, that's one thing we didn't talk about in the, in my podcast. Oh, babe, you're dying from the Ronas.
It's stuck. I can feel it in my lungs. It just won't come out.
That's one thing that we didn't talk about in that exclusive update episode was.
No, we did.
The time that I came to your house and you were like, it became like gun show and tell time where you brought out like your hunting rifle.
My arsenal.
Yeah, you're like. This is my hunting rifle. And then you go back and you're like, this is my AR. This is my, you just started showing me like all your guns. I was like, this is so hot right now. Like I'm so turned on.
Yeah. It took me a minute. And that's not even all of them. I don't even have all of them yet. I have it's such a long story, but my aunt is holding a couple of my black powders. My mom has two of my shotguns. One of my pistols. My brother has one of my pistols and Hector has one of my pistols. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
But I just thought that was super funny. I was like, oh shit. Shit's getting real.
You should see my knife collection. They're all over my house. Like all over my house.
So you have a whole bunch of knives, but you don't want me giving Junior Bud K catalogs so that he can get more knives?
It's not just the knives though. Knives are one thing. It's like fucking knives, canes.
He wants a gas mask now.
Oh my god. Really? Like he has like 50 flashlights and he stuffs them all in his pockets. Like they're like convex because of how much shit he stuffs in there. It's like ridiculous.
That's his Erday carry, babe. It's his Erday carry.
There's so much in there though that he drops everything because he can't get one out. Like he's gonna get stabbed before he can get a knife to stab somebody. Makes no sense.
He also walks around with a fixed blade knife open carrying.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He can get to that, I think. I have faith in him.
As long as he protects my dog and kills whatever is going to get him before it gets Cooper, then I'm good.
Sounds good, babe.
It's ridiculous. I like your little knife that you have in your pocket, though.
My little knife? Yeah, it's like a switchblade.
Yeah, I dig it.
It's my favorite. I've got a bunch of these actually, because they were on sale with Bud K for like $10 each or something. So I bought like four of them in case I lost one.
I need to get one.
I've got extras. You want one? I'll give you one. Yeah, I mean that.
So, I was trying to think of good questions to ask you because I feel like my podcast is just us like talking, which I'm totally fine with and I love it. But I was thinking that we could do a Q&A.
Uh-oh. I don't like where this is going.
Why not? Are you scared?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not scared.
So have I okay, no. That was completely ass backward. How did you – no, I can't remember if we did this on my podcast or we did it on your podcast with the sluice. No, it was the sluice interview. It had to have been. So this coming up episode on Come On Man is where you talk about how you attracted – he calls me Marine Corps chick on his website with his brothers, is how you attracted Marine Corps chick using the law of attraction. Now, was that, when you say that, are you talking about your list that you
have? Yeah, we did talk about this on one of the podcasts. So no, the list is just like what you want and don't want really in a partner.
Right.
No. So these were like very specific things. Like I want to meet somebody that lives within 20 miles of me. Excuse me. I want, someone that's always positive. And like we talked about this, you're not always positive, but I don't think anyone really truly is always positive, but at least you're positive most of the time. And, but we all have bad days.
Yes, I definitely have my bad days, but I try to always be positive.
Right. Yeah. That's what I really meant by that. I wanted someone that was trim and fit, and you're pretty trim and fit, and, you know, stuff like that. So like very specific intentions. And I was just like really focusing on those things. And, you know, the law of attraction basically says what you think about, you bring about. So,
right. So it was your list.
For the most right? part. For the most part. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So that one comes up. Not tomorrow. So tomorrow is the attorney episode, but
oh, okay.
A week from tomorrow is that episode. Sure. Yep.
And the following week is the one where I'm on it, right?
No, you don't.
Or is that the December?
No, you don't come out. So that episode that we did together is called A Female Perspective on Red Pill and 3% Man with Marine Corps Chick. So that one is scheduled for January 25th.
Holy cow.
I've got a lot of episodes in the can. Yeah. As they say in the business, the business.
In the business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Was there anything specific about our first date that you were like, okay, like it was just like not necessarily so the opposite of a red flag. You're like, okay, I want to get to know this person more.
I just thought like, so we met at CB's. Mm-hmm. And I just thought we had a really good conversation. I thought we were clicking well. I kind of got the sense that you had interest in me, you know, mm-hmm. You were asking me questions. You weren't just being like a dead fish getting free drinks, you know, you were actively invested. And like when I would ask you questions, like you would go off and you know, you would talk a lot and you were very open. So yeah, I just had a really good time with you on that. And then, so we went to the park and went for a walk around the park, had more conversation and I just mm-hmm. thought you were fun to be around.
That's good. I get that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you? Yeah. You get that? People think you're fun to be around? I believe it.
One specific guy says, I'm fun to be around, or he has fun with me.
I do. I have lots of fun with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Let's see.
This is what's called dead air in the business.
Yeah. But good thing we can edit this part out. So
yeah, I'm not editing it out. I'm just talking right now while you're thinking so that there's sound and people know that the podcast didn't stop abruptly. And
but did it?
I mean, the conversation sort of did, and I'm just sort of vamping right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just to prevent the dead air, as they call it in the business.
In the business.
Yeah.
Once I get better at this whole podcast thing, this won't happen, but
it's fine.
I'm going to have to script more.
Sure.
I feel like I'm going to be a scripter.
Or not, you don't have to necessarily script it, but you could have so for my podcast, I have a list of 10 questions that if one of the guys wants to join me for the podcast, I have 10 questions that can lead us into other conversations, and I don't have to use all 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just get 10 questions on standby.
Could do that. Sounds like a good idea.
You know what we can bring up right now is the fact that I had you watch a wrestling show with me.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I was like, he's going to bring up wrestling. So yeah. So your wrestling show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you talk about your wrestling. Go ahead. Ready? Go.
Well, so we watched an episode of AEW Dynamite on TNT on Wednesday nights. And we watched, what did we watch? There was a ladder match. Oh, no, it wasn't a ladder match. It was a no holds barred match. And it was two tag teams. And they got busted up. Two of the guys were bloody as hell.
Yeah, because they bladed themselves.
Yeah. Because it's a work. So they had tables, they went through chairs and shit, they broke, I felt like some guys probably cracked a few ribs, maybe. It was good.
Actually, yeah, those stairs were that looked painful. Or the dude that got dropped on his head on the very side of the arena. When that happened, I was I don't even know that much about wrestling, but I knew that that was going to be the hardest part. And he got and then he did it on the concrete, and this is the dude's brother.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Lucha Bros. So,
Cerro Miero,
yeah, Pentagon Jr., also known as Penta El Zero Miero.
And so I do have to say that my favorite is still Chris Jericho so far.
Yeah, but you didn't actually see him wrestle though. But
I didn't. But I like his toad.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Jericho's the goat. The goat. Well, he calls himself the goat. He's really not. I would say Ric Flair is probably the goat. Or Rey Mysterio, maybe. I don't know.
I don't even remember who we saw wrestle. I just know that Chris Jericho was on there, and then the brothers were on there ripping off each other's masks.
It's all good times. Good times.
Yeah. And then one dude got hit in the face with the ladder.
Yeah. And he was just free flowing blood.
Yeah.
It's good times, babe. Good times. I appreciate you watching that with me.
Yeah. Anytime. Well, maybe not all day, but
I won't make you watch it all the time. I'll probably save it for pay-per-views. You know, I'll be like, babe, there's pay-per-view. We got to watch it.
Deal. Well, and the kids like it too. So they'll watch it with you.
They don't like it. Nobody likes it.
Really?
Yeah. I have to watch it by myself. Sadie likes it. My cat, Dr. Kit Bauer, she's named after wrestler Dr. Britt Baker. She loves it.
She's mewing at me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's basically telling you that AEW is legit, and she likes the Young Bucks.
So his cat used to be my cat. I adopted her for somebody else. They left her behind, and I ended up with her, and I couldn't find a name for her, so I just called her Kitten, and so now her name is, she's upped her game a little bit. It's Dr. Kit.
Yeah, she's a doctor now. Dr. Kit.
Yeah. kitten. Yeah, right at me.
All right, babe. Well, I think we're about at an hour now, I think.
Yeah. All right, guys. Remember to stay classy, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, we are going to go ahead and wrap up for the day. Remember, stay positive. Always work to better yourself. Take ownership of the situation. If you got yourself into it, you can get yourself out. God bless, and stay classy.